Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin, the Gemara says, Lama Toikin B'Rosh Hashanah. Omar Rab Yitzchak, Lama Toikin B'Rosh Hashanah. And the emphasis, this Gemara is part of a series of questions that prior the Gemara asked, why do we eat Dafka Matzah on Pesach? Because Pesach is this man that we need on Tvua. We menasach mayim on Sukkis because it's nidin ala mayim. And it's part of a series of the various Yomim Toivim that the inyonim of that yomtif, we do pu'ulois, mitzvahs, that are meshach shaykhi to the inyon. And one would assume, lama toikin b'Rosh Hashanah, and it would say, whatever the reason is for the tkiyas and Rosh Hashanah, the Adam is nidon, it's, the Gemara says, be'emes kivan de lezikaren ke lefnim domi, by blowing shofar, it's as if we're standing oimid lefnei Hashem. So we should say something along those lines. It's part of the Gemara's giving us all the other Yomim Toivim as well. And yet, the Gemara's Loshin, very modna, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Lama Toikin B'Rosh Hashanah, Lama Toikin Rachmana Amar Tiku. The Gemara hits his back. Vos Eis, the Torah state. You could have said the same thing by Matzah and Mayim of Sukkis and all the other ones also. You want to go with the attitude of Rachmana Amar Tiku, the Eberstadt Geisen, the Eberstadt Geisen. That's by all the Yomim Toivim. It's Bazunder over here by Rosh Hashanah, Lama Toikin Rachmana Amar Tiku. The emes is, it's brought down in Svarim, that the Tkiyas on Rosh Hashanah, be'emes, is Ma'orer Din. It's Ma'avir HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Kisei Rachimim to Kisei Din. Nor HaGufa, it's an interesting pshat, HaGufa, that, why do we do it? Rachmana Amar Tiku. Yes, in spite of the fact that be'emes it's Ma'orer Din. But we do it because it's a Gzeiras Melech. That's why Shofar is Ma'orer Rachimim. Dafka, because Klal Yisrael is Muchan. Lamrot, in spite of the fact that it's Ma'orer Din to do it, Lama Toikin, Rachmana Martiku. That's all I've shown in the Gemara. I think some Sefer says Al Derech Zeh. But then the emesis, the Gemara continues. The Gemara said, okay, so why was I asking Bechlal? So the Gemara says, no, Elalama Meirin. Why do we do Trua? Because the truth is, it doesn't say Tekiah. It doesn't say Tekiah Bechlal in the Torah in reference to Rosh Hashanah. It says Yoim Trua. By Yoivil, it says Tekiah. And there's a Gzeres Shava. The Gemara learns out, there's actually a Pasuk in Tehillim, Tiku, Bechoy de Sefer. But the yomtiv that's behalten, it's the only yomtiv that's at the tchilas achaydish. All the yomim tovim are in the middle of the month, mamish the middle. Tezvav or akapanim etzeres pamim hey pamim vav pamim zayin besivan. Aber Rosh Hashanah is bakesa, it's behalten. So the Gemara says lama merian rachmanam rezichron trua. It could have also said yoim trua. I don't know why the Gemara quoted that one. El lama toikinu merian kishen yoishvin v'toikinu merian kishen aimtin. The Gemara says no. What we meant to ask, which is mamish not in sync with the series of that the previous Gemara had asked, lama oichlin matzav, lama menaschim mayim. Okay, but the Gemara goes into a new issue of lama toikin ve miriam kishen yoishvin, the toikin and miriam kishen oimdin kedei la'arbe v'sasot and bald mazber zayin. What that means, but lagufa to dvarim. There's a famous Rambam everyone quotes, and the Rambam is not in Hilchas Shofar ki yadua. The Rambam is in Hilchas Tshuva, and it's it goes together with this Gemara. The Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva writes, "Afal pi shet peragimel, afal pi shet kia shofar b'Rosh Hashanah gzeiras melechu, remez yesh b'davar uru yishenim yishinaschem." The Rambam is bavarning in Hilchas Shofar garnish gezakt in Hilchas Shofar lama toikin b'Rosh Hashanah rachman amratiku, and even in Hilchas Tshuva when he's bavarning it, it's with a preface be'emes gzeiras melechu. Nor because it's remez yesh bedover. It's yidua in many machzorim. It's brought down that Rav Sadia Goin brings down that there are ten reasons for shayfer on Rosh Hashanah. To name a few, to be ma'orer for tshuva, to be mazgir har Sinai, to be meramez on tchias hamesim. He brings another pshat, Hayitaka Shofar a Be'ir Va'om Lo Yecharodu. That's a Bazunda Revart, Charod, Alam Dafka Fetshuva, Charod, Zeichel Lechorban. Another pshat is it's a Yoim Hamlocha. When you coronate a king, there's trumpets, there's Usruas Melech Boy, there's Asif Rashayom. There's the various in Yonam Rav Sadia Goin brings. Amongst them also Taka Tshuva. But again, we're saying, Be'emes the Yisoid is Rachman Amar Tikl. There's another pshat that it's Zeichel La'akeda. And how is it Mazgir the Akedah? The Sfarim explain, maybe it's a code. They give a mushal. Someone once did a very big toiva to the king, and the king promised him years later that the king promised him that if years later he needs him, he'll be able to, he'll have an in by the melech. And then later on, there's a problem. There's taka an issue after something wasn't kehoigin, and he needed to poil by the melech, but it wasn't pasha to get in. But this was a secret code. The tekiah is a bazundara hidden Morse code, Ruchni Yisdik and Morse code, Tkiya, Truva, Shvar, that only between Klal Yisrael and the Rabbanim Shalom, it's a mazkeres to that union of the Akeda, and no one else could understand it. It's a direct connection. It's a direct contact. A telephone that direct, nor between Klal Yisrael and the Rabbanim Shalom. There's other inyanim that maybe the same way Avraham Avinu was Kaivish Rachamov, so HaKadosh Baruch also should be Kaivish Rachamov, Lashon of the Tefillah we say. That's another inyan that it's masked the Akeda. Abu B'cholif, and the Gemara says that we're talking about something else. What we were asking was, Lama Toikin Kishen Yoishvin, the Toikin Kishen Oindim, Kedela Arbevis HaSotan. It happens to be, it's a big machlaikish Rishonim. What does the Gemara mean? Lama Toikin Kishen Yoishvin, the Toikin Kishen Oindim. Many Rishonim learn that what the Gemara is referring to is that we know, this is really a long process, I'll try to do it, B'Katsara. The Torah just says to do a Teruah. Mid Oiraisa, spitz in the Nakuda. We're going to try to get from 0 to 100. From 1 to 100. The Torah says to blow a teruah. A teruah. Yoin teruah. One teruah. That's the deraisa. Blow a teruah. But then there's a gzeirah shavah from Yoivel. That a teruah is always supposed to be sandwiched between two tkiyas. A yalfusa from Yoivel. Okay. Then there's another issue because there's three ways the identity of a teruah. Kemedubar la bayos. Is it a shvarim? That's one way of crying. A tzura of bechi. Or is it teruah? Another tzura of bechi. Or Shvarim Truah. And the Gemara Bavarim, there's no option of Truah Shvarim. That's not a Tzura of Bechi. So we have those three Yifanim of Truah, each one of them multiplied by a Tkiah in the beginning, a Tkiah at the end. Then there's a Messiah that is supposed to be the Raisa of saying Psukei Malchias Echoinus and Shoifers, and we do the Tkiah Truah Tkiah with its three Yifanim on Malchias Echoinus and Shoifers. There's even some Rishonim that hold Hagufa. Malchias gets a Shvarim Truah, Zechoinus gets a Shvarim, and Shoifers gets a Truah, but we do differently. We do all three by all three. And it's processing. We're going to eventually get to 100. Oil knows how we get to 100. But many Rishonim learn that the Gemara is Mavur over here, that before Musaf, pre-Musaf Tekiyas, that we blow 30, we call it 30 Tekiyas, three sets of Tashrat, Tashat, and Tarat, that's called 30, because Tashrat is called 4, not 3. And we get Tekiyas. According to many Rishonim, that's what the Gemara is referring to. Lama Toikin Kishahin Yoishvin, why do we do Tekiyas when we're sitting? Well, it's not avdafka sitting. There are those that actually sit by those tkiyas. Many don't. We stand. But even if we're standing, you understand that it's called the tkiyas of sitting. It's not like by davening where we stand. It's you're sitting. Actually, in some machzorim, it even says tashrat, tarat, and then it says shave, shin beis, shave. Someone told me that. It means to sit. Meaning, we actually don't sit by tkiyas to miyoshim, but like in between, we sit down. Although there's a story that someone once asked the Sarshalami Bells about the Keah, who wanted to know the different kavanas. Heilige Kavanis, and he asked the Rebbe, what does it mean, Shin Beis? What should I be Mechavin? So he looked at him, he says, Es meint Shoite, blues, meaning just blow the Tkiyas, don't? The Kavanis Bazunder, maybe the Balmakra has the Kavanis, you have to know what's that bear. The Chalif, and Tkiyas the Miyushiv means before Musaf, and Tkiyas the Umud means when we're standing by davening. It's a Machlekes Rishonim, does it mean standing during Shtila davening, Tfila Balachash, when everyone's davening B'Yechidus, or those that have the meaning that we do the Tkiyas also by Amida, when we're standing by Chazaras Hashatz. Actually, the Baal Amor learns Pum Fakert. There's quite a few sheets. Well, a little bit, we'll touch a little bit here, a little bit there. The Baal Amor learns actually that Tekiyas de Miyushiv means when you're sitting by Chazaras Hashatz. That's the Iker Tekiyas. Tekiyas de Miyushiv, he didn't have pre-Musaf Tekiyas. He had Tekiyas when you were sitting by Chazaras Hashatz. And then the Gemara is asking, Abalama Toikin Kishen Oindim, when they finished davening and stood up to leave the shul right before they left. There would be one big Teruah Gedoila. And the Gemara was asking, what's that about? And on that, the Gemara answers, Kedela Arbi Vesasotim. Nimtsinu Lemedim, that there's a Machlaikis Rishonim. What are the Iker Tekiyas, the Iraisa? Are the Tekiyas, the Miyushiv that we do at the beginning, are they the ones that are not the real ones? They're La Arbi Vesasotim. By the way, Bisograim, Bazundra, I want to be mad, but what exactly does it mean La Arbi Vesasotim? We'll speak out three, there's more, but we'll speak out three Mahalchim Rashi, Toysis in the Ram. Zunder, whatever it is, but La Arbi Vesasotan means it's not the Doiraisa, it's a different Indian. We're doing it for a different reason. We're doing it La Arbi Vesasotan. Now again, so according to many Mishainim, the first 30 Tekiyas are La Arbi Vesasotan. Now, Kamina Ladina, a person heard the first 30 Tekiyas and had to rush out in an emergency, face, that's all of this, that, he's busy all day, Tzorchit Tzibor. Could he say, oh, Chach, I was Yaitse the Doiraisa? Possibly not. Because if he had the right Kavanas, he realized that when he made the Bracha, he was making the Bracha, but those first 30 Tekiyas are not the Tekiyas Doiraisa. One could ask, and the Rishonim ask, Hayitachin, you make a bracha, Asher Kitchonu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu, l'shmoya kol shayfer, and you're not yet as of doing the Iker Tekiyas. Hayitachin? Do we ever find Al Necht von Agantz Yor such a concept that you'd make a bracha and then you're not doing it yet? So the emes is toisim sochim daf kufchof. There's a machlokes rishonim on Leila Seder. When we eat the matzah, which kezayis matzah is the ikar doiraisa? Is the first kezayis the ikar and afikoyim is only zecher le'a korban pesach? Or fakert, is it that the ikar kezayis is afikoyim? That's a machlokes rishonim. Amongst the shakal v'tari over there in toisim pesachim kufchof, he asks, how you talking? You make a bracha alachilos matzah and then you eat it kezayis matzah. But it's not the ikar is not till much later. Where do we see ever such a thing? What, you make a bracha and then you're not doing the... So Tosha says, yeah, on Rosh Hashanah. You make a bracha, and we blow the 30 tekiyas, k'dei la'arbei v'sasotan, and we haven't yet, not thinking yet about doing the ikar tekiyas. Lu'umas and the balamor is fakert. There is no shleishim tekiyas like the balamor before. Either he didn't do 100, or he had 100 a different way, he did a lot of them afterwards, but behim, the umid was later, la'arbei v'sasotan. Now it's interesting, what does it mean, la'arbei v'sasotan? Rashi says, la'arbei v'shelo yastin, k'she yishma, she Yisrael mechaba b'vinas hamitzvus misatet min dvarov. So Rashi learns the Satan gets all sefloigen. He wants to be mastin. He wants to say that we did a virus. He's the kategor, and he suddenly shuts his mouth when he sees that we're mechaba the mitzvus. As I say, Rashi Tosis Betzim brings a pshat every year. Tosis brings this pshat. It's there. It's blood dirt in the Tosis that it's, he thinks Mashiach is coming, and he gets mavulbal when he hears those pre musaf tkiyas. He thinks Mashiach is coming. It gets him mavulbal. The Ran, the Emes says a third shot. The Ran says that Soton, La'arbi ves ha-Soton, hu ha-Soton, hu ha-Yetzahara. It's L'achnia es ha-Yetzer. That's what those tekiyas are for. Like we mentioned from the Rambam, like we mentioned from Rav Savi going, V'ha'om lo yecharodu, tibi ba'ayur fitshuva, uri yishenim yishinaschem. Interessante ha-Ara. Why do we need extra tekiyas? Like Rashi, you have to blow extra to show you're doing it for Chavivas. Like Tosis, you have to blow primus of tekiyas. Thinks Mashiach is coming. Like the Ram, why can't the tekiyas of the Daraisa be the lahachnias ayetzer? Why does it further? Why does it require that there should be bazundere tekiyas? Someone told me einoyes and mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. Or maybe if you want, if you you need an ernst of musa say that before tekiyas, the tekiyas before the tekiyas is also it's don't just I'll do it when gleich arayin into the tekiyas. No, you need the musa say. There's a musa say that before those tekiyas also. Oichat amadrega, over the over, over the lahachnias ayetzer is bazunder. I heard once an interesting pshat, the Achroinim say, pshat and Rashi. Rashi says, Shalayastin, when he hears the Yisrael of Machabev and the Mitzvahs, the pshat is like, he's coming to be mastin that they did Averis. He has a long list. But then he sees Machabevin. Why? By doing extra. When you do extra, it advises on Ava. Going beyond what you have to do, the letter of the law, doing extra, doing it quickly, doing it before, doing it extra, shows you're doing it me'ava. So the Satan sees we're doing it me'ava. He realizes, we know the Gemara says in Yuma that by Tshuva me'yira zedoynos nasin shigogos, but by tshuva me'ava zedoynos nasin zechuyos. So it's misad than loytanoisa of dvorov. Fakert, he has the longest of averus. It's going to boomerang. It's going to turn into mitzvahs. Seeing that we're doing it b'chavivus vises on the that we're doing it me'ava. It's interesting. I had a ha'ara. We said Rav Sadia brings many reasons for Shofar. I wanted to say it's a chiddush in pshat. We know there's a halacha even. There's a big machlokes rishonim. What is the mitzvah the rice of Shofar? Is the mitzvah kolashen habracha l'shmoya koil Shofar? You have to hear the sound of the Shofar. And if that's true, then when you're in shul and there's a baal tekeah blowing for 100 people, everyone is doing the mitzvah by himself by listening. By the way, the baal tekeah as well is not blowing. I mean, he is, but that's not the point. He's also hearing the tekeah. Or no, the mitzvah is litkoya, to blow. It's not the lashon of the bracha. But ha'emes yoyra darki, it's a big machlekes rishonim. Dvarim mefurashim, in some rishonim that it's the shmiya. Others learn that it's tekeah. And we're going to speak out now that there's a tzad that it's even both. The Rambam the first learns that it's shmiya. The Rambam says a shofar gozel is not a problem. Lulav gozel is a problem. But a shofar gozel is not a problem because ain b'koil din gezel. The mitzvah is not the shofar, the koil. The koil doesn't have gezel. I was thinking, ulai, maybe if you want to learn that there's two aspects to the mitzvah, the shmiya and the tkiya, maybe it's meshach shaykh to Rav Saad, you're going. Al shmiya, it's an inyan lo'ir l'tshuva. But if it's a coronation, that's more appropriate that you're doing a tkiya, the blowing, l'kover the melech. Then it's more the ma'isa tkiya, not the shmiya. The Shmiya is more appropriate than the other Pshat. Maybe the says in Rav Saad, you're going goofus, tell Tzachop, whether the mitzvah is the Shmiya or Tekiyah. If you do it, the Achroinim ask, if the mitzvah is Shmiya, why does the Baal Tekeya have to be a Baruch Yuvah? The Gemara is before in Rosh Hashanah, it's the first Gemara, Mishnah, Gemara. that the Baal Tekeya has to have kavona to be moitzi the shoimim, and he has to be a godol, a bardas. Why? Let the Baal Tekeya be a katon, isha, nochri, koif, a machine that puts ear pressure and makes the sound of the shoifer. From a shoifer, not from a piece of metal, from the shoifer. Yeah, not a pipe. From a metal pipe, but from a shoifer, but it's a coil, it's not a coil shoifer. So the London Shinosuch is, no, it's not a coil shoifer. The coil shoifer is a shoifer from someone who's a bar chiva that blew. I don't get it exactly, but I don't understand. If the mitzvah is l'shmoya, the coil of a shoifer, who cares? Why is it vichtig, noitig? Who made the sound of the shoifer? Let it be a 10-year-old, let it be anything. Ha'emes is that you can't, but it's a charistic lahara. You could be shemeya without that. Me'idach gisa, there's a big tumult that a lot of the acharonim talk about. If the mitzvah is tekiya, so the baal tekeya was tekeya. But how was everyone else tekeya? How was everyone else yoytza the mitzvah? How was everyone else yoytza the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to be tekeya. They weren't tekeya. Mamash apella. Apella, awesome. What way? You have a pshat. Someone told me shlichus. Shlichus. Someone, you could do shlichus. Tefillin, you could do shlichus. Some people tell me shemeya ka'oina. Shemeya ka'oina applies by something of dibur. Shemeya ka'oina by tekeya. It's be'emes not bar. I don't exactly know the mechanism, how it works. There's a lot of arichas in the achroinim. Aber Hami is, it's before something that the Baal Tekeya is being moitzi, he's mechavin lehoitzi, he needs to be a Bar Chiyuva. There's a chiddush nifla in the Minchas Chinuch. He learns that it's both. The mitzvah is Shmiya and Tekeya. L'mashal, we already said, the Rambam holds mefirsh, it's only Shmiya. There's also the Rambam of Gozel. There's also a Tshuva Sarambam, where the Rambam writes, HaMitzvah Hirak Shmiya, the Tekeya is a Hechsher Mitzvah. The Hechsher Mitzvah. The Minchas Chinuch Ad Kedekach wants to learn that it's both. So he says a chiddush. We know the Gemara says if you blow shofar in a boyer and you're not really hearing the shofar, you're hearing the koil havara, there's a whole midden that you might not be yoitza. Abalachar, technically, if you blew in a boyer, so you didn't hear the tekiah, but you were tekeah, you didn't blow that part. I mean, you did, right? You blew it. You were yoitza the tekiah. So lechayra. Herzog zu says the Minchas Chinuch chiddush otzum. What are you left with? Only a chiyuv shmiya. Listen to a 10-year-old now. How you talking? You could split the two parts of the mitzvah. You could be tekeya without shmiya in a bar, and then bazunder an hour later be shemeya from a 10-year-old and be yaitz shmiya. He says no. Avad, you have to do both at the same time. But you have to know what would be the taich. What would be the taich of a zazach? What? It's not so poshut, by the way, if a cherish could blow. The emes is, if you learn the mitzvahs only tekiah, then l'chayra cherish could blow. If you learn the mitzvahs only shmiya, there's no inyan for a cherish to blow b'chlal. But if you learn the mitzvahs only tekiah, technically a cherish could even be mitzi others. Technically. Someone will tell him if it came out good. What? Why is it not about you? No, a cherish not a cherish that is about us. Not yen a cherish. As mentioned already, Be'emes in the Torah, it only says you have to do a trua. The makar that we have to sandwich them into two tekiyas is from a gzera shava, from Yovel. And we have a triple identity issue about what a trua is. Shvarim, shvarim trua, or trua. We do all three. We multiply all three by malchus, harnas, and shivers. And we do it again by tefillah, and we do it before. And somehow we get to 100 tekiyas. Tosfos Barichas talks about it in the Halama Gimbal, but I want to speak about interesting ha'ara. What is a tekiyah? The Hainu, a tekiah is the long ones, shvarim are the medium-sized ones, and trua are the little ones, yeah, the little guys. Now, a trua is mamish little beeps, yeah? We call those little beeps, we call them termitin. That's what the Lashon of the Rishonim, the Paiskim, the Shulchan Aruch calls it termitin. Now, how long is a tekiah? Not 7 seconds, yeah? It's a lot shorter. And it's unclear exactly how long does a tekiah have to be that it now is defined as a tekiah, as opposed to, is it a short tekiah or a long shever? Where's the cutoff line? What's called the tekiah? What's called the trua? What's called the shever? Now the emes is, it's the shever that's causing problems. Because, I mean, trua is like very, very short and tekiah is like longer. But we have this medium-sized one. It's very unclear. He has an identity crisis. When is he called a short tekiah and when is it called a shever? And it's a problem if it's a tekiah. You can't blow tekiah, 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 and then trua. Yeah, you got to blow tekiah and then three shvarim. What defines something as a shever? Now the emes is, it's a big machlokes rishonim, and many rishonim hold that a shever is a broken sound. The hutu. Utu, different ways of doing it, but it's broken. And according to those Rishonim, we solved our identity crisis because Shvarim are broken sounds. But if we'll go that Shvarim are also flat, straight sounds, so what? When is it a Tekiah? When is it a Trua? When is it a Shvarim? Now the Mice is like this. The Gemara says, like Rishonim, I learned the Gemara a little bit, just the Tzura Sadvarim. The Gemara says, a Tekiah is the size of a Trua. Now what's a Trua? Machlekes Rishonim. According to many Rishonim, Taisus, and many Rishonim, and that's how Klal Yisrael basically paskins, A trua is a minimal of 9 turmita. 9 little guys. 9 little ones. Minimum. There's no maximum. You can do as many as you want. But minimum of 9. In which case, a trua has to be a minimum of 9. Certainly by karat, the tekiya has to be at least 9. And then, you go into interesting shiloh. If a tekiya is 9, that means anything less than 9 could be called a shever. But lo mazer Rashi. Rashi learns that a trua, the etzem just needs 3. Tututu. That's it. That's a trua. Tututu. You could do 52 of them. I don't care. But the minimum is 3. That's what a tekiya is. And a tekiya by tarat, according to Rashi, is very short. Now again, you could do as many tarats as you want. You could do 52 tormitim. And then your tekiya could also be as long as you want. And it's actually interesting, machlaik, because there's a big chumra. Not everyone holds like that. Is it personal? Meaning, if you have a specific Baal Tekiah, that punk by that Sidra did a trua with 42, is it true that his Tekiah, the Tekiah Lefan and the Tekiah Akrab, also has to be chach as long as the trua that he did? Or no? A big tumult of the Paiskim, if Chalal, we reckon with that. If it's practical, meaning you did a very long trua, first of all, very long can mean you did a whole bunch of them, 42 of them instead of 9. Or also, Bechlal, I mean, how big is the tournament? I know that Rabbi Fal Shmulevitz Zatzal made recordings of many Baal Tekiahs and put it on slow motion and came out with a whole cheshbon. He came out that every tournament is 0.12 of a second. Now, what if you did a little bit longer than that? Yours were 0.3 of a second, and then you did a whole bunch of those, and then it really, does your true affect what your actual Tekiah Lefan of Al-Akhav has to be? Other yeah, the name. But here's the chapter. According to Rashi, a tekiya be'etzem is just the size of 3 little termitim. That affects what a shever is. According to Rashi, shvarim have to be very short. Straight out to the point. According to Rashi, each shever of the shvarim has to be less than 3 termitim. Now, for hundreds of years, Klal Yisrael had this problem that they said, we can't be yoytze both. And it's physically not possible. I give you a challenge. Can you blow shvarim that are going to also be each shever less than 3? Because that's what you need according to Rashi. The minute they're more than 3, you just did a whole bunch of tekiyas. And at the same time, each shever should be more than 3. Because according to Tosis, fakir, each shever has to be more than 3. So what Klal Yisrael did is that they blew longer shvarim during davening, broken ones, straight ones, longer ones. After davening, they did Rashi bazunder. When you do Rashi bazunder, by the way, you do tashrat and tashat again. There's no reason to do tarats again. Because the tarats, I don't care if you did a whole bunch of them. Reb Chaim Brisker had a meiridik einfal, a chiddish. And he said the following. He said, it's possible to be Yoytzer Rashi and Tosis at the same time. Because, yes, according to Rashi, insisting, each shever must be less than 3. Tormitim. You have to know Gnoi what a tormit is. And your shever, each one of them better be less than 3. If it's more than 3, it's already tekiyas. It's not shvarim. According to Tosis, says Reb Chaim, it's not a thing that each shever has to be more than 3. It's that the sachakal of all your 3 shvarim should add up more than 9. Because it's got to be the size of a tekiyah. So there's a simple solution. Blow 4 shvarim. 4 little ones. 4 Rashi, the shvarim. And then you go to everyone, because like Rashi, your shvarim carefully, scrupulously were less than 3. And like Tosis, the sachakal of your shvarim were more than 9. That was the chiddush of Reb Chaim. There's another interesting chiddush from Rav Meshulam Igra. He said a meiridika chiddush, an einfal. He's talking, lo yitzur, you have someone who mamish, there's a gzeiras melech and you're not allowed to blow and the besiris nefesh mamish you're blowing and you want to know, or it's very close to shkia, or whatever the kimta is, or it's a riddle. What's the minimal amount you can blow? Now the emes is, let's be makdim, that the rishonim and the emes ask, why do we have to do tashrat, tashat, and tarat? Hare, we just have a suffix. If it's the emes terua of the Torah, is a shvarim terua, a trua, or a shvarim. So blow tashrat. And then have in mind, a tnai, or just have in mind, that the tekiyah achrayin of tashrat, if the emes is that, the emes of Torah, that when it says trua, it means shvarim trua, so you did, you're tashrat. If the emes is that's not what's needed, so you haven't done anything yet, let the tekiyah achrayin of the tashrat be the tekiyah rishayin of your tashat, and then right away do tashrat, and then just do shat, shin, shvarim, tekiyah, and again have in mind, if tashat is the emes, I just did it. And if it's not the emes, so let the tekiyah achrayin of the tashat be the tekiyah of the tarat. The Rishonim explained that, no, that the etzem, we want to do all 3 kinds. There's a mesayra, we want to do all 3 kinds. But Rav Meshulam Igra had an ein fasl. He said, you can still do, he said like this, he says, the size of a shever, being very careful that it's not as big as a tekiyah, gufa depends if you're doing tashrat, tashat, or tarat. In a tarat, especially Rashi, a tekiyah is very short. Three little termitim is ready tekiyah. In tashat, even if you're doing little ones, it's still about 8, 8.5. And if when you're doing tashrat, then the tekiyah is the size of the entire shvarim trua. Then the tekiyah can even be longer. So he has an einfal. He says, you could do a tkiya, then do a funny kind of a shvarim trua. When you do the shvarim, do three little ones, and the fourth one do quite big, do 11 permitin. If the emes is tashrat, so even that 11 permit shever is still part of a shvarim. If tashat is the emes, then that last fourth shever is really big enough to be a tkiya for the tashat and big enough for the tarat. So that's his einfal, how you're able to pull off the tashrat based on that. On that, let's see. This year, the Erev Tov of Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos, and on Shabbos, Chazal made a gezerah. Shemi Yavirena Arba Amesa. There's no tkiya. They were oiker. The tkiya is deraisa. The second day is not deraisa. It's only the rabbanon. Abrachotchmi the rabbanon. We have tkiyas, at least in most places. If you're in Japan, then you have a problem because there's a machloikis when Shabbos is, and maybe you'll have no tkiyas. How you talking? Is it possible for someone to be machmir that both days are Shabbos and they're not to tkiyas at all? Would the suffix deraisa of the rabbanon the gedin of Yom Tov Sheni be doicha the suffix that maybe it's Shabbos? Yesh Lodin Bazet, or just don't go to. If you're a Chazanishnik, you have a Messiah Klor, which day is, then you know when it is. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says, Omer Rav Yitzchak, Kol Shono Sherosha Bitchiloso Mis Asheres Basoifa. The Gemara is Mavur that if you don't blow Shofar, I'm sorry, the Gemara before. I'm Rav Yitzchak. Kol Shana she ain't toikin la b'tchilosa. Meirian la b'saifa. My time. Oh, it's a hemshech of the Gemara. My time de lo yarbev satan. You didn't do la'arbev satan. First in the Gemara, that's the Nakuti. You didn't do la'arbev satan? A year that you didn't have tkiyas, you didn't do la'arbev satan, it's going to be very schlecht. L'chayra, on a year that we have Shabbos, we don't have tkiyas. So Tarshish brings from the Bahag, Lav the mikla b'shabso eladis yaladun. So the Gemara is not referring to when Rosh Hashanah is chal on Shabbos. When Rosh Hashanah is chal on Shabbos, Chazal taking a prize. There's a famous shtickle from the Minchas Oni. The Minchas Oni is the Bikur Yankov, the Aruch El Ner actually. The Aruch El Ner, right? His farm on Shas is Aruch El Ner. On Halachas, it's Bikur Yankov. On Chumash, he has a sefer called Minchas Oni. In the sefer Minchas Oni from Rav Ettinger, the Aruch El Ner, in Minchas Oni in Parshas Hazinu, he writes something fast and he says, "No, it's true." Kol Shana she'in toiken la b'tchilasa mirin la b'soifa, on a year that Rosh Hashanah is chal on Shabbos, it's going to be shreklich. And he brings quite a few dugmois in history where shreklich things happened to Klal Yisrael. Various korbanos and pogromim and really shreklich things. And he documents that they happened on a year that Rosh Hashanah was chal on Shabbos. Lu'umazeh, he brings, historically, a few events. Moiridike, gevaldike, starke, simchadike events. I think it's Binyan Beis HaMikdash and Churban Beis HaMikdash and various other things over the history that it was good things. So he says it's a stira. He says, no, it's a ventzach. Hare, the reason why, there's a few nischoise, but let's say, Baha'i Lishna, the reason why Chazal were so worried that you shouldn't blow Shofar on Shabbos because they were worried about 1 year, who might shemi aviranu. I mean, it depends how you take Shabbos seriously. If Shabbos is azoi, anyways, Klal Yisrael is not so berum malosim that they're dealing with it, then maybe they shouldn't have been mevater on that. So Akapanami says it's ventzach on that. When Shabbos was berumoi, then the fact that we don't blow on Shabbos, that's gufa malchias, that's gufa ma'arbiv satan, that's gufa poil is what it has to poil. When Shabbos is not the asnaf design, so then also then it's takim mirin labisayf. So that's how he reconciles that. We have here the days of Rosh Hashanah. I think we mentioned the Maharil paskins that one should not be makabel Rosh Hashanah early, a few minutes early, because you're taking away from the Yemei Ratzon of Elul and you're bringing in Din, you're being mocked in Din. Hare Yemei Elul is Ratzon. Yemei Tishrei is Din. I saw in the Sfarim it brought down, Mamish, when it's Leil Rosh Hashanah in Bein HaShemoshes and we're exiting Elul and entering Tishrei, it's Ratzon and Din Biyachad. Ratzon and Din is Gematria Kaddish. It's Yon Kaddish. Ratzon and Din, Tzazam and Gematria, is Kaddish. But the Maril says you shouldn't even make Rosh Hashanah earlier. We want to chaparayim a last few minutes of what Elul is supposed to give us. I mean, it's about the truth. If you're davening mincha like a few minutes before Shkia and you're saying Baruch Aleinu Es Hashanah Hazois, you're referring to still to Tavshin Pei Gimel. You're referring Vos Mekanarayim happen a few minutes. And then Avada, once it becomes Rosh Hashanah, then it's Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, we want L'Roish, V'loy L'Zonav, L'Roish, the Sfarim say, is L'Asois Ritzoyin Avinu Shemashamayim. That's what we want. That's what we want from Rosh Hashanah. The Bnei Sosra brings that Rosh Hashanah is Gematria 861. 86 is Alikim, is Midas Hadin. 10 times Midas Hadin. That's 860. Rosh Hashanah is one more, with the Aleph, with Aluf Shaloylam. The Gemara says, when you don't blow, then it's Rosh. Then it's Rosh without an Aleph. That's the difference. Rosh Hashanah, without the extra Aleph, that's 860. That's the Spitz ultimate Shlemus of Midas Hadin, 10 times Midas Hadin Alikim. But when you add the Aluf Shaloylam, that's what the Shofar does, that you add, you machnes the Aluf Shaloylam, you machnes the Aleph, then it's 861, then it's Misgaber. Then it's Misgaber on those ten dargis of Midas Hadin. And so in a few Sfarim, it's bringing down the idea, the Shofar, we said various reasons already, but the Shofar by Yerichoy was Mapil v'mechitzois. We say Lamenatzeach 7 times before Shofar, each time it's supposed to be Shofar v'mechitza. The Sfarim explained that the Emes, it's not mechitzois. We think there are mechitzas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Koroiv Hashem l'chol koirov, l'chol asher yikru b'emes, b'emes b'emes b'ficho v'vavcha, koriv v'lech adover, m'oid, m'oid, b'ficho v'vavcha l'asoy soy. It's right there, and it's tak of the whole year, it's right there. Lord, there's this hargosha, there are mechitzas. The shofar is trua, it's shofar the mechitzas that are mafsik, the shofar is m'ro'eya, those mechitzas. And then we take a close to Hashem. The emes is, that's what the shofar does. It's mefarshe Gemara. The Gemara says that you're not supposed to do as a shofar of a parah. You're not supposed to use with gold. The Gemara says, because ein kateger nasa saneger. The Gemara then brings that the Kohen Gadol would use gold on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says, yeah, but only outside. In the inside, when it's lefnai v'lefnim, it was without zahav. In fact, the Gemara, by shofar yamachmir, even when it's not inside, says the Gemara, no, kiven de lezikaron hu kibifnim dom yatifa kabbalistic Gemara l'chayra. Then when we blow shofar, we're going inside the Kodesh Kadoshim. This form explained when you daven, you're going into the Kodesh Kadoshim. So then you're piling ois that you're oimid lefnei Hashem. I want to say, efshir deher, I remember once, the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, Rav Nosson Tzvi, spoke, Musaf, before Musaf, by Rosh Hashanah, and he spoke out the Nakuda, and he said, he brought the Briskarov. The Briskarov says that Adam Arishain originally was only Mechasa Erva, and then he hears Ruach Elikim B'soy Chagan, and he realizes that Hashem is there. He has to clothe himself totally. The Briskarov in Chumash, in Parshas Bereishis, explains that the Rosh Hashiva brought this Briskarov, that in the beginning Adam Arishain was Bechin of Kriyashma. Kriyashma, you just have to be Mechasa Erva. But then it already became the Darg of Oymid Lefnei Hashem. Then already you need to be totally Mechasa. He said a chiddush. He said that, and the Briskarov said this Kriyashma and Tefillah. Tefillah is Oymid Lefnei Hashem. Rav Shiva said on Rosh Hashanah the whole time is this bechin of Oymid Lefnei Hashem. I wasn't exactly understanding what it's Taka Maisa Tefillah the whole day. What exactly does it mean? Is the emes is there are Mekoros in Rishonim that Shofar is a Tefillah. There's a lot. It's a Bechi and it's Ma'ariv Petuvah. It's all these different things, and it's a Mitzvah Sasei Reisa with the Gedarim. But there's also the Nekuda that it's a Maisa Tefillah. It's a Bezundera kind of Tefillah, a Tefillah that's Boikeya. From the lave, the Baltekeya Mamish with his whole, you have to blow, yeah, show you the blues. Yeah, Mamish, from your whole pneumius, a bazundara blowing, you Mamish take our out. I mean, if you know what you're doing, I don't know, they're not Mamish. If you're blowing too hard, something's wrong. But there's a Gevissa Indian that you're taking out Mamish from Vayibach Ba'apav, you're taking from your pneumius, and it's a Maisa Tefillah. Tefillah, Zok the Briskarov is Oymid Lefnei Hashem. The Maisa Tefillah of Shofar also is that Bechina. When you're blowing, it's kizikaron kelefnim dami, because by tefillah, by the tefillah of shofar, we're also that bechina of oymed lefnei Hashem. Everyone knows that there's a big stira in Rosh Hashanah. On one hand, it's a pachad, ema, a melech, that's geyser, miyichye, miyomus. And on the other hand, there are rishonim that hold, it's a whole simon in Shulchan Aruch also, that you're supposed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. There's a big arichas in the Shagas Ari about it. L'maisa, most of Klai Yisrael Kapon and Paschas that we do eat, Ichlu Lach Mechem B'Simcha. How do we balance, juggle, work out this idea that on one hand it's Mamash HaPachat Ve'Emo of Yom Adin, and there's various Pshatim. I think last week we spoke that if you're part of a Klal, right, Smechem, the Lashon of the Torah is Smechem Uvetuchim Sha'Kodesh Baruch Hu Oyse Lohem Neis. As a Tzibur, as a Klal, we're B'Simcha, every Yochad has to be B'Pachat. There are various other Mahalchim, Efshar Atayich, Amarit Gazach. It's a melech, Kel Ram Veniso, that's Mamish, the Pachad, that he can be Goyzer on us, Chayim Vimovis. Melech. But it's also Avinu. You're the Ben of the Melech. That's the Chap. Avinu, Malkeinu, Avinu. Yes, we chap a pachad and a tzitter that it's the melech, but then we chap, right? We're not stam an outsider here. We're the ben of the melech. When you chap that the malkeinu was avinu, that knetch is what balances that you balance the pachad of the gzeres melech with the yom edin. But you have to realize you're going to the melech. There's the famous story, I think with Rabbi Aaron Mikarlin, I think they say from him, that by one day, by Rosh Hashanah, the chazan said hamelech, by the beginning, by after Pesukah de Zimra, and he chalished. And they woke him up, and he asked what happened. He said, "The Monzach, the Gemara in Gittin, that Rav Yechon ben Zakeh goes out to meet the general, and he says, he calls him Melech. He says, if I was a Melech, why didn't you come until now? It turned out the emperor had just died. He became the Melech. That's the Shakta Vatari there. But this was the Nekud. He says, Imalkano ad hochi lo yasine. If I'm the Melech, why didn't you come until now? So you chab tzach tzitter. You're saying, Hamelech, where were you until now? You have to chab a pachad from the Melech. But to realize, though, the balance, that it's Avinu and it's Malkeinu. So one more nakuda in davening on Rosh Hashanah, we say on Yom Leiroim, interesting in the Chazar Sashat, it's one of the piyutim we say right before kedusha. Adam, yisoidei may offer, v'soifai lo offer. Right, that's and in between there's a 70, 80, 100 years, but yisoidei may offer, v'soifai lo offer, and then the piyut continues, v'nafsha yavi lachma. You know, parnosa nafsha yavi lachma. Fet Rabbi Kiveger, it's not in order. You saw him offer, but saw him offer. You already buried him. It's over. It's grubbin. Why are you mentioning now? Benafsha yavi lachmai. Shine tight. So he says no. Efsher benafsha yavi lachmai is referring to nahamo de kisufa. We know there's a concept in the Zohar, and it's bechlal what this whole olam has is about. The Eibishter is a native. He could just give us the hatava right away. The mahalach is we have to earn it. It shouldn't be Nama de Kisufa. The Velt asks, let it not be Nama de Kisufa. It doesn't work like that. Even the Beshefa can't do that. It has to be that we have to earn the Nama. And Benafsha Yobi Lachma is not Stam Broit. It's talking about the Nama de Kisufa. We have to realize as we're going through life, it should be as and every year we should steig. It shouldn't be the same thing as the year before. It should be that we should talk and be able to be Yobi Lachma, the schus of being Oymid Lifnei Hashem and coming close to the Beshefer. And we should all be zoicha to take a kirvas Hashem li toiv and a good kevench to yor, a ksiva vechasim toiva. Emerz Hashem next year on Thursday, when is it? Vav Tishrei, regular time, there will be a shir. It's Parshas Shabbos Hazinu, Shabbos Shuvah, Mistama will be in Yoni Yom Kippur. Mistama, but Ezra Hashem Blinedev, it's Aina.